Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Boy, I'm still trying to get over that long weekend and my birthday, but I'm excited about our show today because as usual, by the way, it's Grady Deaton here, as usual, Petra Harpik has an excellent show arranged for us. She's going to take it and speak to Mary Peltola a bit, and then after that, I'll be talking to Nikolai Joke. So, Petra, without any further ado, why don't you get into some conversation with Mary?
Waka Mary, Guyana Dailutin.
Good morning, Petra.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for coming. I fail most of the time to introduce myself. My name is Petra Harpik. My parents' names are Paul and Ollie Jenkins, both from Nunavutjoq. Mary, if you could please introduce yourself and who your parents are.
Yeah, Bichikam Panikanga, Anaka Gwichluk Myungok, Atakalitnaungustuk, and Nebraska Myungok. Ward Sattler is my dad's name. My mom's name is Lizanne Williams. Her Yupik name is Bichikak, and she's from Gwichluk.
Guyana. Mary, today is May 30th. I'd like you to mention which section is closed today.
Yes, Section 3 is closed from the mouth to Bethel as well as Tuluksac to Aniak. And then on June 4th, which is next Monday, the river will be closed from Aniak to the Holitna as well. And then on June 9th, it'll be closed from the Holitna to the headwaters.
I dream about eating fresh king salmon. Please let listeners know about the subsistence opener today.
Today, the state of Alaska, we are still under state management, and the state, since these closures have been happening, the state wanted to make sure that people had a taste of fish. So it's not a subsistence chance to fish for Chinook salmon or kings, but they're really it's for non-salmon species like pike, sheafish, lush, whitefish. Those are what you can fish for today using 4-inch nets, and those nets need to be 60 feet in length or less and 45 meshes deep or 400 feet, and the time that is opening is at 11 a.m. and it will go till 11 p.m.
The emergency special action that you wrote said this, quote, "The emergency special action must also close all of the anticipated 4-inch mesh openings scheduled to occur between May 25th and June 11th, end quote. Could you please explain who made the decision for a set net opener today?
Yeah, that's the state. Right now we're under state management. And that letter that the Fish Commission sent to the refuge last week, Monday, was really talking about kind of some nuances within management. Under the state law, every Alaskan is equal. So there's no way to say that Kuskokwim fishing is just for people who live on the Kuskokwim. Under federal laws, they can close it to everyone except the people who live on our river. So we were hoping for that, but that didn't happen. So we're continuing forward under state management.
Remind me what's happening today with the Kuskokwim River Salmon Working Group. Mm-hmm. What time it starts and what the teleconference line number is and the code.
The working group is an advisory body to the state Fish and Game, and that meeting will start at 10 a.m., and if you're in Bethel, you can go to the Fish and Game office, which is next to the old Kilbuck School. It was the old public health nursing building across the street from Family Clinic. And if you're not in Bethel, you can call in at their 1-800 number. The number is 1-800-365-3668. And the passcode is 58756 pound. And again, that's from 10 to noon today.
What's the discussion with the emergency special action from KRITFC and Ken Stalnecker?
So the Fish Commission did meet with the refuge yesterday, and the feds are going to take over management on June 12th. And they did decline taking it over sooner by this emergency special action. So we're just going forward with this state management until June 12th.
You are scheduled to talk at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon. Can you tell me when that is?
Yes, that'll be on June
7th.
Coming up here in a couple weeks. And I think that's going to be at the Longhouse. Is that? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's at the Longhouse.
And then they bring food in, maybe from the Red Basket. I know it kind of rotates around, but yeah, it'll be on June 11th. It's a Thursday, I think.
The email said we have to bring our own lunch or order from Red Basket.
Okay, all right. Well, they provide it to the speaker, so I know I'll be having something from Red Basket.
Maybe I should sit next to you.
Yeah, or we could bring some dry fish.
Yeah.
Well, it's important that we get that information about the fishing opener and the changes over there. And I'm really excited about the call-in potential to those conference calls. But I'm here with Nikolai Jokay, and he's here from – you're from ONC, right?
Yes, yes.
Tell me a little bit about the Summer Youth Education Training Program, because we're short on time, and that's important stuff.
Yeah, the SYETP program is run by OTNC, Rutshararamut Native Council, and the main goal of SYETP is to introduce our youth into the workforce. And so it's open for American Indian, Alaskan Native, and Native Hawaiian youth ages 14 to 21. And some of our partners are with 4-H, AC, KYUK, the library here in Bethel, OTNC, which is the organization that's running this program, and AVCP. And so we're going to be giving these youth a chance to experience the workforce here in Bethel.
So these are paid internships, and you have about maybe as many as 10 still open, right?
Yes, yes. So we are encouraging people that if you do meet these criteria, if you're, again, American Indian, Alaska Native, or Hawaiian Native between the ages of 14 and 21. In the past, we've kind of stressed the income aspect of it, the family income. So we targeted low-income families, but the target group is a lot more broad than that. So it's a lot of criteria that are it's a broad range of criteria that need to be met by these individuals to be eligible in this program. So it could be low income, or it could be underemployed or unemployed. So there's quite a few.
So definitely one of the incentives for youth 14 to 21 who meet those criteria to get involved is the workforce development training aspect. But there's also a paycheck at the end of the day. How much are they getting per hour?
It's about $11. Carrot. $11 an hour. And in the past, we've run this program for only 6 weeks. Depending on how much interest we get, we may be running it a little bit longer. So that gives the opportunity for these youth to make a little bit more money.
All right. So this is important stuff. And it's unfortunate that we didn't have enough time to go into more detail. But how does a 14 to 21-year-old who wants to take advantage of this workforce development job training program get involved? How do they? Who do they contact? Who do they call? How do they do it?
Yeah, please call us at ONC. The number is 543-2608, and ask for me. Ask for the education department. We'll be happy to provide you with an application if you have an email address, or stop by our offices and pick up an application.
And am I correct in assuming that you still have opportunities for potential employers who want to connect with this program?
Yes, yes. And that's something that I want to be ongoing because I don't just want, you know, these kids to come in and just work. I want them to develop their skills in all aspects of being in the workforce.
And it probably will be ongoing because it's been going for some time now. Tell me how long, and give us some information about the federal funding that makes that program possible.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how long it's been going on, but it's been going on for quite a while. We do want to grow it and make it a little bit more involved. The funding comes from the federal government, and it's called the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, WIOA, and it filters through the State Department of Labor. And so the employers that partner with us to employ the youth have to follow the DOL laws.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Nikolai, for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to see you. You have a great, great smile and excellent eyes. And Mary, thank you for joining us as well. Petra, thank you for making it all happen. You are awesome. And I want to remind everyone out there in the listening audience to not forget to be awesome to each other, because that's our watchword here. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK, and we're out of here.
Excellent details from Mary and Nikolai. It was fun having them in this morning to talk about current events. I had a chance to go to talk to at least three people today. We'll start off with John and hear what his thoughts are about today's fish opener.
Hi, my name is John Chikuchin. I'm from Tuxuk Bay, Alaska.
What are your thoughts about the 4-inch opener from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
I think it's okay. I mean, just to see what's out there. Personally, for me, I think there's still going to be a lot of sheep out there, but you never know the king salmon if they're going to be here or not. So it might be too early for them to start swimming up. There might be some stragglers around. So,
will you be setting your net out today?
No, not me. I don't fish for kings here. I go down to Bristol Bay and then I bring red salmon back up to Bethel.
Oyana.
Pira.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Elizabeth Prasitsnak. I'm from Nakichuk, Alaska. Do you know that there's a fish opener with 4-inch mesh today from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
I just found out this morning from a friend that there was going to be an opening.
Are you going to be setting your net today?
I hope so.
What are you expecting to see in your set net?
Lots of king salmon. Because last year we didn't get any king salmon.
My name is Eddie Basitnak Senior, Nakichuk, Alaska.
Eddie, will you set net today from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
I can't do any heavy stuff like elderly, yeah. I got nothing more to say.
Okay. That was Elizabeth Pasitnak and Eddie Pasitnak Sr. of Vakachok, Alaska. It was nice to meet both of them and wish them luck on their subsistence catches. My name is Petra Harpuk, and thank you for tuning in to Coffee at KYEK.